The Utah Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining made an initial report Wednesday afternoon after a wellhead casing failed and spilled thousands of gallons of contaminated water around 10 miles from Green River City. Emergency crews scrambled to stop the flow of a crude oil and water mix that moved towards the Green River itself. Dan Griffin is an environmental engineer who has been monitoring the situation for the Utah Division of Water Quality.
It is bursting water out at about 100 barrels per hour, which is a very rough estimate. It looks a lot like you've got a sprayer on a hose that's turned on, and you've got a hole in the garden hose right in front of that sprayer. The sprayer's plugged up, so you've got this jet of water coming out the side at high pressure.
By Griffin's estimate, natural pressure made the flow around 100 gallons a minute, or roughly 100 times the rate water comes from a garden hose. But that was until emergency crews succeeded in replacing the wellhead Thursday afternoon. Reports are that the containments for the overflow did not hold overnight. That meant that the oil-water mix had flowed about halfway down the 3-mile wash towards the Green River.
They want to stop the leak without destroying the well, because if they destroy the well, you know, the well cap, any other oil that might come out of it will not be able to be recovered. And if a further leak comes as a result, you know, in the future, they've destroyed the top of this well and they have to dig further, even if it's shut down and not used.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency arrived at the remote site Thursday morning. The State Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining, the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management are all pitching in to deal with the spill and its aftermath. SW Energy, the company responsible for the well, did not respond to a call seeking comment. Judy Fays, KUER News.